Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The godfather of Atlanta sports radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, which is not ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on the morning shift.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, if you're an addict and you've been using for all those years, you can't just go cold turkey.
Right.
Your body goes into shock.
Yeah.
You got to go half and half. And then slowly it starts going like two-thirds, one-third.
There's
a little bit of sugar in there. You just go totally unsweet after a life of sweet.
Before you know it, it's one Splenda packet. And then you're eased back. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, you have to come strapped with a spoon for a while. Make sure you get it. And then all of a sudden, then it's
so good. This is the combo we've been hearing about on the
right,
air.
Man, you see this? The red W sauce. Yep. Yeti. It says Mikey P. Nice.
You're welcome.
Shout out
you're
to
welcome.
Billy. And my red Powerade, man. I've been dominating this for the last, let's call it 13 hours.
How do you
now.
Feel about the Coca-Cola Freestyle machines?
I love them.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Huge. I'm a huge fan of the
Nothing
Freestyle.
Tastes the same. Like, I think no matter what you get out of a freestyle, it doesn't, to me, come out like it should.
Bro, I go in there with that Coca-Cola. I go the Fanta Zero. I think Coke Zero is one of the greatest inventions
really
of all time.
It really is. I'm on board
the
with
greatest.
That. I had one
But
earlier.
You go in there, you can go, like, any combination of zeros. They get Fanta Orange Zero. They get Grape Zeros. They got, like,
Cherry Vanilla Coke Zero.
Yeah. Right. They got it all.
It just never comes out like it should. Like, the basic Coke Zero doesn't taste like Coke Zero in it.
Do you know if they own the patent on that? Because I've never seen a Pepsi one.
There's
nobody's genius enough over Pepsi.
I actually know a lot about those machines. We did a whole video about the Freestyle machines and how they just have changed the whole beverage business. But that they're like have scientists that created that. Thing is amazing.
There's two places it works: Firehouse Subs and Zaxby's. They put me on board.
They got
one
of those at Goldberg's on Roswell Road. They got a Freestyle machine. Yeah,
I was in the other day.
All right, listen, how you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Great to see you. I want to talk about Matt Ryan going in studio, and I want to talk about studio shows. A couple of things that jump out at me about studio shows. First off, you hear all the NBA rumors about Amazon and them outbidding TNT.
Peacock outbidding
TNT, and NBC Peacock, Amazon, all that, which means the end of the NBA on TNT pregame. Do we all agree it is the greatest example of it literally trumps the game on a nightly basis?
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
And I got to stay awake because I got to hear what Charles Kenny and Shaq are going to say after the game.
I think part of it is because they have so many – the regular season in NBA becomes what it is.
You're right.
But, yes.
You got to wait around for them. So how much do you think that they're at the NBA offices balancing, maybe the first time ever, the billions of dollars that are coming from NBC, Peacock, Amazon Prime, all that stuff, and losing – the greatest brand builder, no matter what they say about the league, that's the league's brand is built around Shaq, Kenny,
no
and
doubt.
Charles.
There's no doubt.
Is there a way that the league can write into the –
I totally agree that they're going to try to find a way.
The question is, what are those three guys worth on the open market?
Right.
That's really the question.
And by the way, they have contracts with TNT. So if you lose the NBA, what are those guys? Now, they'll try to – piece it again. It's not going to be the same without Ernie Johnson, not having in Atlanta, not being on that set,
well,
the whole deal.
There you go. It's as good as those guys are with Shaq, Kenny, Charles, and Ernie. Don't forget the amazing people they have working with them
the
that
whole
play
thing.
Along with
and,
them.
And shout out to our friends down at Turner who create the whole thing.
steak. My cousin used to be the graphic artist for that show, won a sports Emmy. Yeah. And I went behind the scenes with him one day. The people working there are
so
on
their game.
Unbelievable.
Dude, they're the first ones that said, we are going to make fun of ourselves at a level, and we're going to pull clips and do things. And now it's like everybody tries to. Anyway, that's something to think about. The other thing is, how long did it take to finally have CBS and these guys say, let's get a little more youthful? It's almost like Pat McAfee had to fall out of the sky on these networks and be like, how many years is Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason going to sit there?
Dude.
I mean, that was the biggest no-brainer. Let's get a guy that played for the last 16 years as opposed to a guy that played in a Super Bowl in the 90s.
It's been happening in every sport. Like, I know not a lot of people watch it, but it happened in NASCAR like 4 or 5 years ago where they were like, we got to get rid of Darrell Waltrip from 30 years ago.
Well, I think too, though, it takes guys that played for a long amount of time that are actually good at doing the breakdowns and the communication and have a personality as well. And Matt Ryan is perfect for that.
He is perfect.
But they need it. I mean, that show needed a listen, they're a heritage show, the NFL on Fox, but it's time to put Jimmy and Terry and, you know, just about all of them out to pasture, right?
Can they get another voice on the show first, though? Please.
I mean, there's seven guys on there. Maybe the show before it. Sandra keeps talking about it. I'll tell you two stars. You know, I don't know if Mike Vick's a star. He looks great on TV. But Julian Edelman, and I'm not trying to be, but dude, Julian Edelman is a superstar. He's on the show before. Vick's on the show before. Who else is on that little group? Sean Payton was terrible. He used to be on that prior as well. But
pat him a little more makeup.
The worst guy ever.
You have to have some charisma to be good at those shows, and he has zero.
Not to mention the College Game Day turnover with Saban sitting in Thursday night. I thought he did actually a really good job sitting
Belichick
in Thursday night.
Did well. Saban did well. McAfee now a part of Game Day as they revamped that thing, right? So
the guy's taking over ESPN. He really has.
Never seen a guy.
He's picked a couple battles.
I've been in the business. Never seen a guy this kind of juice in my life.
He's a punter.
He's got more juice than anybody that they've ever put a microphone in front of. Biggest executive ESPN got him fired.
Yeah.
And he just is like, yeah.
The guy said, no, I'm out of here. I'm good.
Yeah. No, we're just going to get Bill Belichick for our draft coverage. Right?
He's a guy that you're not going to sit down and say, yeah, they were running cover three here. You can see this. You can see that the quarter. Like, he doesn't do that.
It's entertainment.
He just makes it
fun.
And
listen, to my friends between the age of 45 and 65, like I've told you a million times, you're not the audience. Stop texting me about Pat McAfee. Who is this guy? You're not the audience.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.